Well, he's in India for a personal visit, and whenever I make personal visits, I have a checkup, and maybe he's having a checkup too. It was planned for quite a long time ago, and I think it's just the usual hysteria. There's been many times that he's been pronounced dead, so we're a bit used to it here.
Part of the story I'm reading is that the hospital that the president has gone to is noted for kidney or some kind of cancer or bladder treatment.
Well, I mean, it's maybe notable for that. I mean, we can speculate to the blue in the face. I mean, there's no good reason to suppose our boss is sick. He may have gone for a checkup, but I mean, that's fine. What's the problem with that? You're supposed to go for a checkup by the sound of your voice, and I certainly go for checkups frequently. Because when you're past 50, it's best to watch the gauge on the dashboard.
You said there's been many times that Mr. Sata has been pronounced dead. Who is pronouncing the president dead? You enter into a pact with the UPND, and the indication here is that people within that coalition there are wishing for the president to get sick.
I'm afraid that's right. It's pretty horrible, but that seems to be the truth.
As you know, you and President Sata, when you were in opposition, you fought very hard for years to lead the country. How is it now? What is it like to be in the leadership position?
Well, it's not quite as simple as you tend to think. Somebody, one of your New York mayors, famously said that you campaign in poetry and you govern in prose. So there's a lot of detail and a lot of boring stuff to do with governing. But the basic issues on which we fought are still alive, and we're doing all we can about them.
What do you see as the biggest challenge for you and the president in governing?
The biggest challenge for us, for our party in the government, is to get the jobs there. We've got job-free growth. I'm sure you're phoning from the United States, where the problem of youth employment is an issue, and all over Africa, all over the Middle East, all over several other former Soviet Union, is a problem.
So what are you doing about that?
We're changing our economic levers, our variables. We're fighting corruption. We're getting interest rates down. We're making life better for the labor-intensive investors. So we're starting to get a grip on things.
It was a pleasure to talk with you, Mr. Vice President. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Chris.